We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Tobella, virtuous viewers. Tobella means greetings in Sepedi, a language spoken by over 4 million people in southern Africa. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, Channel 40 on CSSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. And in Palmar Norte de la Provincia Puntarenas, Channel 55 on Cable Sur.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, religious leaders in Uganda initiate tree planting projects to reverse deforestation. In technology news, Canadian researchers introduce a thin, bendable paper phone. In animal welfare news, China builds the world's first giant panda hospital. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 19, is Father's Day in many countries around the globe. It is a special occasion to pay tribute to our devoted dads and show them how much we cherish their love, encouragement, and appreciate the many sacrifices these unsung heroes make. Gratitude is expressed to fathers through gifts, family parties, and other fun gatherings. We wish all adored dads, both human and animal, a joyous Father's Day filled with heavenly blessings. Much respected human rights activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner Daw Aung San Suu Kyi celebrates her birthday today. Born in 1945 in what is now Yangon, Myanmar, also known as Burma, Dr. Suu Kyi, a vegetarian, is a renowned and long-dedicated supporter of peace and democracy in her homeland. May Buddha bless you, Daw Aung San Suu Kyi, with a wonderful birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Flying news. Over 500,000 flee ongoing China floods. A third round of heavy rains falling nonstop since Monday, June 13th, had claimed 25 lives and left another 25 missing by Friday, with over 671,000 people forced to flee their homes. The storms deluged 10 southern provinces, triggering landslides and mudslides amidst the worst floods in over 50 years. Regions along the middle and lower reaches of the Yangtze River were also hit, with nearly 40% of the 295 affected counties having been already battered by two previous bouts of torrential rains. Thousands of residents have been trapped in their homes waiting to be rescued.
In the eastern coastal province of Zhejiang, the swelling Jiantang River caused levees to burst, flooding 21 villages in Zhuji. While 2,500 homes collapsed in landslides, 350 roads were flooded, and 120,000 residents were displaced. In the southwest, parts of the Chengdu-Kunming Railway, connecting the provincial capitals of Sichuan and Yunnan, were buried in landslides, stranding four trains with 5,000 passengers overnight, with over 2,000 emergency workers who arrived to help with the rescue and excavation efforts. On Thursday, China's central officials had sent disaster relief teams to Zhejiang, Anhui, and Jiangxi provinces, as they raised the emergency response level to the highest level 4. Summer rains since June 3rd have left over 170 people dead or missing thus far, with the National Meteorological Center warning of more rainstorms to come.
When the inundation disasters began earlier in the month, Supreme Master Ching Hai had conveyed all her love and sorrowful prayers as she requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see what aid is needed.
Upon hearing this update, she immediately offered $20,000 and asked that they please go if possible to help those in most urgent need. This amount could acquire $128,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, for your diligent efforts to ease the conditions of the storm-stricken people, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her deep concern and assistance. As we pray for their resiliency, may such devastation soon be curbed through our united transition to more thoughtful care of the ecosphere.
Extreme monsoons claim lives in India and Bangladesh. On Friday, June 17th, heavy monsoon rains damaged West Bengal state in India, where at least 11 people lost their lives and 33 boats initially went missing, with crews totaling more than 500 sailors. India's Coast Guard sent teams to search for the vessels, later joined by the Navy. An appeal was also issued to the Bangladeshi High Commission for help after contact was made with several boats, but more than six remained missing as of Saturday.
On shore, the city of Calcutta was inundated, with hundreds of trees uprooted by strong winds as the city received 154 millimeters of rainfall, the highest amount on any single June day in the last decade. Calcutta Mayor Sauvin Chatterjee said that while the city had not been prepared for a storm of this magnitude at the beginning of the monsoon season, an emergency response center had been set up to rescue any who had been stranded. Meanwhile, hundreds of homes across the West Bengal state were destroyed, with neighboring Bangladesh also affected by the storm. The incessant rains and tidal surges along the Bangladeshi southern coast damaged several flood embankments, sweeping away one five-year-old girl in the rushing waters. Thousands of people living in low-lying areas were also stranded by the floods.
Conveying her heartfelt sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with the regional governments to see if help is required, and to also go, if possible, to offer comfort to the most desperate. She also offered $10,000 in financial assistance for urgent needs. This amount could obtain $279,000 in emergency items purchased in the United States based on the cost of living in Bangladesh.
We thank the Indian and Bangladeshi officials and personnel for their timely aid, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her attentive support. Our prayers for the protection of the storm-stricken people and that such calamities subside as we strive to adopt more earth-protecting ways.
Volcanic ash in Russia's Far East and South America. On Friday, June 17th, the Shiviluch volcano on the Kamchatka Peninsula erupted, sending ash and gas 10,000 meters into the air. Although the explosion posed no risk to nearby settlements, Russian scientists warned that resulting ash fallouts could endanger local residents' health and the environment, while the ash cloud could threaten air traffic. Meanwhile, flights between Australia and New Zealand began returning to normal as airspace began to be cleared of an ash cloud from Chile's Puyehu volcano nearly a week after it began causing air travel disruptions.
Ash falling from the Chilean volcano had also prompted the provincial government of Neuquén, Argentina, to declare an economic emergency on Thursday due to the adverse effects on both tourism and agriculture, as up to 30 centimeters accumulated on the ground of towns like Villa La Angostura and San Carlos de Bariloche. One of the nation's key tourist destinations, visitors had decreased by 80%, while the normally blue Nahuel Huapi Lake turned gray, a condition that scientists say could last several years. We are thankful for the efforts of all international personnel for your careful monitoring of this situation. May the safety of the Earth's inhabitants, human and animal alike, be ensured through humanity's gentler regard for the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People continue to gather in demands for improved rights and treatment for all residents as they speak out in countries such as Afghanistan, Australia, Greece, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Syria, U.S., Venezuela, and Yemen.
Australia. Thousands of people rallied in cities across Australia on June 18th to demand that the government halt the inhumane and unnecessary practice of exporting live animals to be slaughtered in other countries.
Venezuela. The Venezuelan government established a new Ministry for Comprehensive Prison Affairs to improve living conditions for the country's 50,000 inmates who currently live in facilities built to accommodate 15,000, which are viewed as the most dangerous in the world.
Saudi Arabia. Citizens in the U.S. acted in solidarity with Saudi women on June 15th as they drove cars around the Saudi embassy in Washington, D.C. to protest the policy in Saudi Arabia of not allowing women to drive. 2 days later, when many Saudi women in their homeland carried out a planned protest by getting behind the wheel and driving as well, a number of female U.S. senators and congresswomen joined to express their support for these efforts toward a deserved equality.
Greece. On Saturday, about 5,000 union members continued rallies in the capital Athens to protest the government's proposed austerity measures in the face of a debt crisis. In an effort to help ease political tension and ensure the country's stability, Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou on Friday appointed new cabinet members, including former defense minister head Evangelos Venizelos as the new finance minister.
Speaking to the press, Minister Venizelos said that he's aware of his responsibility within the country's grave situation, stating at the same time that he fully respects the citizens who are protesting and is open to proposals from the nation's people.
U.S. With the U.S. government having reached its legal borrowing limit on May 16th, the International Monetary Fund has called on Congress to begin reducing the budget deficit to avoid major upheaval in global financial markets. Meanwhile, with U.S. war spending in Afghanistan having risen to over $110 billion this year, many lawmakers are calling on President Barack Obama to bring home up to half of the U.S. troops stationed there by the end of this year.
Afghanistan. Addressing the Afghanistan Youth International Conference in Kabul on June 18, President Hamid Karzai announced for the first time that the U.S. military and other North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO countries have been engaging in peace talks with Taliban leaders in an effort to find a political settlement to the war.
President Karzai also spoke out against foreign troops' use of chemical and nuclear weapons in the country, stating that these have long-term adverse effects on people and environment.
Lebanon. Lebanese and Syrian nationals rallied Friday in the northern city of Tripoli, protesting the Syrian government's repression of its citizens. As the protests turned into clashes, three citizens and one soldier were killed, with a dozen others injured, and many more Lebanese troops deployed to quell the clashes.
Yemen. According to Press TV, as thousands of Yemenis continued to protest on Friday in the capital Sana'a, demonstrations were also held in other cities, including Sa'ada, Ibe, and Taiz. In Taiz, where protesters called for President Ali Abdullah Saleh's presidential powers to be removed and for an interim presidential council to be formed, Press TV reported that an unknown number of protesters were killed by attacking Yemeni troops.
Libya. Following an announcement by Prime Minister Baghdadi al-Mahmoudi that the Libyan government was engaged in talks with activist groups, Mr. Mahmoud Jabril, the head of the activist National Transitional Council, stated Friday that no one had been negotiating with the government. Mr. Jabril further explained that if such discussions were underway, they would be declared openly as part of the Transitional Council's efforts to achieve a democratic government on behalf of the Libyan people.
Syria. In nationwide protests on Friday, at least 19 more Syrians were killed by security forces. The following day, the British government urged nationals in Syria to leave immediately before such evacuations become more difficult. Meanwhile, as the European Union discussed the possibility of imposing additional sanctions in Syria, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said Friday that both France and Germany were in favor of more restrictive measures against Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for its unacceptable violence and repression of fellow citizens.
As we grieve the lives lost and sympathize with the suffering of others, we pray for turmoil in all countries to completely subside, with citizens everywhere deciding to live in shared peace, dignity, and freedom.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
我们的小孩在这种凶恶的气氛活下去呢，行吗？继续这个样子，小孩又更糟糕。小孩常常学习大人的那种行为。我们所谓的自由，那个国家，我们所谓的天主教的国家，不是我们所谓的佛教的国家，那个佛教的天主教的精神呢，何在啊？应该形容啊，那个宗教应该执行，应该做你所跟耶稣学那些东西，应该做跟佛学那些教理，才是真正的一个有宗教信仰。我希望我们的世界改变，互相保护，互相疼爱。上帝要让我们知道爱心是很宝贝，上帝要让我们知道自由主义是正确的。
Tôi thường bước qua những thi hài sám lạnh, những xác thân ta vẫn gọi kẻ thù. Trên con đường tay cắp sách vô tư, và khi đó tuổi tôi còn thơ ấu. Nhà gì tôi nổ tung loáng vết máu, lúc gì vừa 34 tuổi đời. Khuôn mặt gì từng mảnh vỡ tả tơi, sáng hôm sau tôi chẳng còn nhận được. Ta sẽ còn sinh ra trong kiếp khác, lòng băng khoăn tôi tư lự ưu sầu. Đứa chấn què sẽ lạc bước về đâu, và xương vụn cùng mảnh hồn tan tác. Chúng có được hợp về trong cõi khác để giao hoàn cho lại kiếp toàn thân. Tôi đi qua bao lầu gác rụi tàn trên con đường trở về từ thành phố. Cả kiếp người cần cù và gian khổ, thành cho tàn trong gió muộn tà tơi. Người cao niên thành điên loạn rối bời, kẻ thanh thiếu ôm nỗi lòng hư hoại. Kiếp khốn đó bám theo đàn trẻ dại, có còn gì để nuôi chúng lớn lên? Chú của tôi bị bắt giải về trên, mang án nặng là theo phe phản động. Em họ tôi uất hờn trong cuộc sống, trốn quân trường, chối bỏ việc đáo binh. Cả hai người trốn lấp chốn ngục hình, hai bản án tù chúng thân cấm cố. Họ hàng tôi còn có nhiều vô số, làm cấp cao trong đội ngũ quan quyền. Giờ sát thân nửa chết nửa tật nguyền, chẳng giúp được một chút gì cho họ. Tôi chứng kiến bao nhiêu điều oán khó, những điều tôi sẽ vĩnh viễn khôn quên. Những hai hùng chúng xương máu chiến tranh sẽ ghi đậm vào lòng tôi mãi mãi. tôi tự hỏi, ai tượng trưng lẽ phải? Lòng vẫn lòng, ai là kẻ thù ta? Hai bên đều theo lý tưởng cao xa, niềm tin mạnh gấp ngàn lần gươm súng. Tôi dân quèn, sao dám đòi lựa chọn? Chỉ mong cầu một cuộc sống an vui, hoặc thế này hay thế khác mà thôi. Đã cùng sức kéo lê đời sợ hãi.
Let peace be here now.
Save Our Planet. Israel seeks to stabilize the Dead Sea as part of a larger campaign to have the remarkable water body and surrounding region containing the lowest point on Earth declared as one of the natural wonders of the world. The Israeli government is also seeking to protect tourism near the sea. However, the rising waters of the sea's southern basins are threatening to submerge buildings such as hotels within 5 to 10 years.
These water levels, which are currently increasing at a rate of 20 centimeters a year, are caused by displacement, as millions of tons of salt are left behind on the sea floor by ongoing mineral extraction industries. Leading Israeli environmentalist Dr. Alon Tal has proposed a solution of moving the submerged salts to the northern side of the sea, which is drying. The resulting displacement in the northern basin would have the desired effect of raising waters there while also preventing flooding on the southern side.
Our thanks, Dr. Tal and the Israeli government, for your efforts to find a solution that maintains the renowned Dead Sea. May sustainable earth-protecting practices be adopted everywhere to conserve our precious natural world.
Save Our Planet. During the 6th Forest Europe Conference in Oslo, Norway, European ministers agree on Thursday, June 16, 2011, to begin negotiations for a legally binding agreement to protect the continent's forests, with Poland's minister Janusz Zaleski pledging continued focus during his country's upcoming European Union presidency.
Save Our Planet. The ongoing discovery of thousands of lifeless fish and other marine animals for more than 10 days, starting June 4, 2011, in Solomon Islands, Morovo Lagoon, has caused officials to issue an advisory against swimming or consuming local fish, as they note that the leaching of a chemical for killing termites or a toxic algal bloom may be the reason for these massive deaths.
Save Our Planet. A June 14th press release from the UN Food and Agriculture Organization warns that 8 million people in Djibouti, Kenya, Somalia, and Ethiopia are in need of emergency assistance due to ongoing drought that has caused drastic rises in food prices and increased levels of acute malnutrition.
Hi, I'm Timo Vettapier. I'm eating savory vegan foods for a diet of peace. I have a tip to share for your health. If you experience a dry cough, you can try this natural remedy. Take a piece of peeled ginger, add a little salt, and chew on it for as long as you can. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
In Ecology News, religious leaders in Uganda carry out tree planting projects to reverse deforestation. In the Diocese of Anglican Bishop, the Right Reverend Nathan Chimewa and Western Uganda churches are taking part in seeding trees on large tracts of their own land. In addition, parishioners are given free seedlings ranging from fruit trees to crops such as coffee. This helps congregation members economically as well as works towards protecting the earth. Another eco-advocate is Muslim leader Imam Kosozi, who is involved with the Green Top Project. The secular organization distributes saplings at no cost to communities, schools, and mosques. Our sincere appreciation, religious leaders of Uganda, for your earth-loving initiatives. May your incredible land flourish in verdant magnificence.
In technology news, Canadian researchers introduced the paper phone. Scientists at Queen's University Human Media Lab in Ontario have collaborated with E-Ink Corporation to develop the prototype for an interactive, ultra-thin, flexible phone. Bending it one way or another prompts different commands on the phone. The team expects commercial applications to be available for consumers in 5 to 10 years. Kudos, Human Media Lab scientists and E-Ink Corporation, on this novel invention. We look forward to seeing this and other marvelous creations that bring comfort and ease to our everyday lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, a $32 million panda hospital will be built in China. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Stay tuned for more encouraging news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, high-thinking news for an elevated world. In animal welfare news, China builds the world's first giant panda hospital. To be completed by 2012, the medical complex in the Wulong Nature Reserve in Sichuan Province is being constructed in the simple and natural architectural style of the locality. It will feature 12,524 square meters of floor space designed to accommodate 40 of the endangered animal friends. Financed by the Hong Kong government and private investors, the $32 million project will enable rescue and treatment services in disease control and prevention research. Our thankfulness, China and Hong Kong government, for your dedication to the well-being of our precious panda friends. May these exquisite herbivorous animal co-inhabitants forever thrive and continue to bless our world.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Lazy Boy.
There was a lazy boy. He's not willing to do anything at all. So nobody wanted to hire him. A time went by, he could live no longer. So he asked one of his friends to introduce him to get an easier job. The introducer thought for a moment, and then he said, "You go to take care of the graveyard. There is no job easier than that." So the lazy boy went to work happily. But in a few days he came back again, complaining, "I won't do it." So the friend asked, "But why?" He said, "It's unfair to do this job because I am the only one who stands and works and they all lay in there."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on vegan gobbly polo, Afghanistan's fragrant mixed rice on vegetarianism, the noble way of living. This show can also be accessed in our online archives.
Well done. Essa from Canada.
Thanks for the show. Barry from France.
Nice recipe. Thanks. Char from USA.
Supportive Essa, Barry, and Char, thanks so much for your sweet comments. Enjoy this and other traditional plant-based delights from the beautiful country of Afghanistan. Bon vegan appetit with God's love and best wishes.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Shilanga Butts, which means goodbye in Sephardi.
May your soul reverberate with the glories of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During their June 16th meeting in Moscow, Russia, Chinese President Hu Jintao and Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin expressed appreciation for their country's ongoing friendship while highlighting a mutual interest in further cooperation and cultural exchange.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA, reports that the spacecraft messenger in first-ever orbits of Mercury is transmitting thousands of photos and other data that reveal detailed and surprising new information about this little-known innermost planet of the solar system.
Officials from Iran and Russia announced plans on June 16th for increased cooperation to curb illegal drugs, including the establishment of a joint team to share information in their mutual campaign to end trafficking and use of the harmful substances.
Over 1,000 people in OLAC or Vietnam on July 2, 2011 will be joining the 42-day 3rd Annual Trans-Viet Journey Walk, spanning over 1,560 kilometers across 16 cities and provinces, to raise funds to benefit those afflicted by Agent Orange and other charitable endeavors, such as education for the less fortunate.
The United Nations Educational, Cultural, and Scientific Organization, or UNESCO, and the Spanish Malaga Football Club partner for the Imagining Peace campaign to promote noble values of harmony, intercultural dialogue, and drug-free lifestyles, especially for youths.
Upon spotting a rare pygmy sperm whale stranded in shallow waters of Sabah State's Sibidan Island in Malaysia, a group of tourists and villagers help float and guide the 3.5-meter mammal back into the Celebes Sea.
His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco visits 5-year-old Iraqi Basim Omar Basim at Monaco's Cardiothoracic Center, where the boy is recovering from life-saving heart surgery, thanks to an agreement between Monaco and the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
24-year-old Singaporean Salahin Bin Sinai, who has won several medals in the Special Olympics, returned to his homeland on Thursday, June 16th, after successfully climbing Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro as the first Special Olympic athlete to do so.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.